Welcome, great people, to March 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Thanks for listening. On today's episode, Jonas Salk cures polio, F. Scott Fitzgerald will publish his first novel, John Rutledge will become president of South Carolina, and Joe DiMaggio will upgrade his baseball bat. By the way, friends, I'm not actually a history teacher. I'm sure you already knew that. I actually think history is kind of boring. I do the show because I'm a bit of a patriot, you might say. And hopefully you're listening because you're a patriot too. I'm here to point out the good, the bad, and the ugly of our beloved country. So with that in mind, let's get started.
1953. Polio gets its cure. Thank you, Dr. Jonas Salk. Now consider how important that was. In the 1950s, Americans feared two things, the atom bomb and polio. In 1952, there were 58,000 cases reported in the U.S. Thousands died and many more thousands were left semi or completely paralyzed. Take FDR into consideration, for instance. After all, he's lucky he bounced back from that at all, which probably had something to do with why he founded the National Foundation for Infantile Paralysis, known today as the March of Dimes Foundation when he was President of the United States. But getting back to Salk. Jonas Salk was born in 1914 and grew up in the Jewish immigration culture of New York. He studied at New York University and began his research in the 1930s. He married Donna Lindsay under two contingencies from her father. One, get your MD first. And two, get a middle name. During World War II, Salk helped develop flu vaccines. Then he ran a research lab at the University of Pittsburgh in 1947. A year later, he was awarded a grant to study the polio and come up with a vaccine. And by the 1950s, he had his prototype, albeit unsuccessful. The procedure was to kill several strains of the virus and then inject the benign viruses into a healthy person's bloodstream. And the person's immune system would then create antibodies designed to resist future exposure to the disease. He tried the procedure on former polio patients, then himself and his family. Then the day came on March 26th of 1953 when he made the big announcement published in the Journal of American Medical Association. And just like that, he became a hero overnight. By 1954, clinical trials using the Salk vaccine and a placebo began almost 2 million American children. And in April 1955, it was announced a safe and effective vaccine, literally the day after President Roosevelt died. These days, of course, we only have a handful of polio problems. And I guess as long as you stay away from Disneyland, you'll be all right. Just kidding. My man Jonas Salk was awarded, among other honors, the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1977. He came up with the Salk Institute in beautiful La Jolla, California, and named the father of biophilosophy by the New York Times. I actually looked up the definition of biophilosophy, but it was too long and confusing, and I'm trying to stay on point. In 1968, Jonas and Donna got divorced, and he got remarried to Françoise Gillot, the former mistress of Pablo Picasso. He died at the age of 80 and is buried at El Camino Memorial Park in San Diego. So send flowers. 1920. F. Scott Fitzgerald published his first novel, This Side of Paradise. Fitzgerald was born in St. Paul, Minnesota to a very well-to-do family in 1896, who named him after one of his great ancestors, the writer of the Star-Spangled Banner, Francis Scott Key. So really, his name was Francis Scott Key Fitzgerald. And when you look at his life, it becomes apparent that The Great Gatsby might as well have been his autobiography, which is a whole nother story, literally. I'll have to get into another time. The title for The Side of Paradise was taken from the Rupert Brooke poem, Tierra Tahiti, which examines the lives and morality of post-World War I youth. Its protagonist, Amory Blaine, is an interactive Princeton University student who dabbles in literature. It's about love warped by greed and status-seeking. Sadly, F. Scott Fitzgerald died young at the age of 44 in Hollywood. Going back to 1776, South Carolina approves a new constitution and was renamed the General Assembly of South Carolina with John Rutledge as president. It's kind of more of a dictator, but what's interesting about the story is that that was 4 months before the Continental Congress declared independence from Great Britain and 5 months before South Carolina even knew there was a declaration. And finally, in 1937, Joe DiMaggio takes the advice of Ty Cobb and replaced his 40-ounce bat with a 36-ounce.
And that is all, my friends, for March 26th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joe DeCristoforo. You can check out my website at joesdailyushistorylesson.com and let me know what you thought about today's show. Jonas Salk fans, fact check me. Did I get my story right? Literary folks, what was your favorite F. Scott Fitzgerald book? Stuff like that. I want to hear what you're saying. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. Oh my gosh, tomorrow's our anniversary, me and Teresa. Happy anniversary, Teresa. We've been married 17 years tomorrow. Love you, babe. It's also my dad's birthday, too. Crazy. But in other news, the FDA will approve a drug that'll make men all over stand at attention. Plus, news about Andrew Jackson, Abe Lincoln, and Marlon Brando. So until then, you can also hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll do this again tomorrow.